Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
Gina, I don't even know where to start. We have so much this week. Hi, Anne. Welcome back.
Hey,
while we were organizing, I'm like, were there really five housewives on this week? Or four?
Amongst other things. Yeah. I mean, it's been a full week. We've been busy.
Getting shit done. I got my new mic. Hopefully no crackling. I'm feeling pretty good about it.
So far, so good.
And then I had to admit to you that the old mic, I noticed there was like a big dent in the top of it. So I may have dropped it one time when I had maybe a little bit too much to drink and I was bringing the stuff inside.
You tripped over something.
And I put the little cover back on and I thought, it's fine. Don't worry about it. But now we have an extra mic for all of the guests that
for
we
our
have.
Guests, our in-house talent.
Who would be my husband.
Dan.
We need to have your husband on. What can he talk with us?
Sports.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Never mind.
That's the extent of it.
Okay. So right before we started taping, one of our listeners messaged us and said, have you guys seen on Netflix this new thing called Bling Empire? And I swear I'm on Netflix almost every day looking for what's out. Remember how we talked about that? Like you can turn it on. All of a sudden there's like five new things on Netflix you've never heard of. Well, this is brand new. Bling Empire. This is what it says. Party, shop, eat, repeat.
Oh, right up my alley.
Fantastic. And then it says LA's wildly wealthy Asians.
Oh, perfect.
And these people are wealthy. I started watching the beginning and this one guy who's like a model. He's not like a model. He actually is a model. But he starts talking about, I heard about all the, you know, crazy rich Asians and stuff like that in Singapore, but they are here in LA. And these are my friends.
Bum, bum, bum.
I'm like, I am freaking in.
And don't you love a show like in New York where you can kind of relate and go, oh, I've been there in LA because we so close to us.
It's like, where do they live? Like, where are they going?
So I can go when I go to LA.
Exactly. If we could afford to go there.
That's right.
So I'm super excited about it. So thank you. You know who you are that gave us that little tidbit of information.
Other than that, have you watched anything new on Netflix?
You know, I did. I watched, which I thought was a show. So, you know, after you watch something, it's like something else you may like. So, of course, I watched Bridgerton. So everything English comes up, which is right up my alley. But this, what I thought was a show, came up called The Bookshop.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Anyway, it's not. It's a movie. So it was very cute, but I thought it was a show.
Oh, you thought it was a series of some kind.
But it wasn't. What about you?
Well, we're late to the game. We're watching The Morning Show. And we've got like two more episodes, but it's fantastic.
That's on Apple though, right?
It's on Apple TV.
I don't know if I have Apple TV.
Well, we just got a new one. We had one circa 2008 and it was kind of on its last leg. So we got a new one.
Wait a minute. You say a new one. What do you mean?
Just the new little Apple TV.
Oh, you have to have a box.
Yeah, you have to have the little box.
Oh, then I don't have it.
Yeah. So
although
it
says on my smart TV, it says Apple TV, doesn't it?
If you have an Apple ID, you should be able to subscribe.
Do.
Well, there you go.
So it's worth it.
I mean, yeah, it's like a $80.
That's the Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, yeah.
It's, okay.
Yeah. And they're filming.
Wait. Apple TV is $80?
Well, to buy the box.
Oh, I'm not buying the box for one
show. Well, you don't have to. You probably don't have to. Okay. If it's already in your TV, you don't have
I have subscribed to Stars because of Outlander.
Oh, well, yeah.
So I still pay that $9.99. But that's $9.99 a month.
I know. There's so many streaming that I pay for. I keep seeing on my little alert, you know, for my credit card. It's like, oh, $8.99 for this. And
it adds up.
$4.99 for that. I'm like, why am I paying for DirecTV? Why?
I can top that. My daughter got Netflix when it was, you know, just starting out when she was in Edinburgh. So I pay an international fee.
What? Cancel that shit.
No, I'm too lazy to cancel. You know what happens? I think it's evened out. It's like a funny little amount. It's not that much.
I know. I don't even want to know how much I pay for, you know, TV. And
we pay a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
But I do want to watch the Night Stalker documentary that just came out. And the Tiger Woods, Troy and I watched a Tiger Woods documentary.
Yeah, I started that one. Is that two episodes?
I don't know. I haven't started it yet.
I heard Tiger Woods' ex-girlfriend on Heather McDonald.
Yeah, you could tell. What's her name?
Don't remember.
There was just another scandal with her, but yeah.
Yeah, that's why she was on.
Yeah, to
defend herself.
Defend herself.
Also, something I keep forgetting to finish is the flight attendant.
You know what? I decided to dip out on that.
I want to finish. I've invested
See,
about...
you're good about that. Once you're in, you like to finish. I
like
don't
to finish because now I'm just curious, and it better not freaking have a season two. Then I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah, it got weird.
It is weird, but now I need to know why it's so weird. I forgot. I watched a Spanish show. You know me. I got to have these subtitled shows. Because we watched
Money Heist.
All those come up too. All the Spanish shows. And I've watched Elite, which is another big Spanish show. The difference is these are dubbed, and the dubbing is so bad, Gina. I don't even know. So they're dubbing it, and then we even have the words down below. It's different. They say something different than the translation that's typed.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you finished those shows. I mean, you actually sit through the whole thing?
Yeah. These Spanish shows are full of, it's embarrassing. They are full of sex, drugs, and mystery. And they're not always that great. But I get hooked into them.
You watch them anyway.
I get hooked in and I watch them anyway. And I can't remember the name of this one. I'll think about it and come back to you. But it was pretty... I don't know if I can recommend it. It's really embarrassing because there's so much sex and drugs in these shows. There's always also a very famous Spanish star that was in all these other shows I've mentioned. Either Money Heist or Elite.
Would we know them? Or only know them because you're into watching Spanish shows?
Correct. Nobody else would know them.
Okay.
Although they're very big. I mean, because it's from my son. He's like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. He's international that
yes,
way.
Yes, yes. And he will say, oh my God, they are like huge over there. And the following over in Spain for these stars is crazy. Probably larger than any following in Hollywood.
Well, they you know, those international stars are big.
They are.
There.
They are.
I know.
I don't even want to talk about this, but the Army Hammer. Army Hammer.
Army Hammer.
Great, great. And I loved him in Call Me By Your Name.
He is an heir to the...
No.
Baking soda.
No.
Gina. Is I think he really he is.
Although I'm going to give you credit because you say
I know
stuff
some
that
stupid
I
shit.
Yeah, and I question you. I'm like, what? And that sounds ludicrous.
Arm and Hammer baking soda. He's the great great grandson of the baking soda mogul. Google it.
Oh, I believe you. I question myself constantly lately.
But yeah, allegedly, he's a freak.
He's a cannibal.
He's a cannibal Dahmer.
Nuts.
Allegedly.
It's all, the story is so crazy. But the fact that he hasn't fully addressed it and he said, I'm taking time apart. I'm not going to do this movie. I want to spend time with my kids. All right. You're a little guilty.
Yeah. It's a little iffy. I mean, the girl that came out that he allegedly was having this affair with has said some pretty crazy shit. Now, as a wife, would you not know that he had a little bit of a freak in him? I would think that you would. That there had to be some kind of
well,
subtle...
he's divorced, you know.
Well, he's divorced now.
Yeah,
but he was married for 10 years.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you just think it's a tiny bit of a cute fetishy thing.
I don't know.
Taking a little nibble.
Said, oh, you
take
cut
a little
your
chunk
finger.
Out,
let
take
me
a little
see
chunk
it.
Out of your arm.
Well, that's what allegedly what happened is this girl cut her finger and he said, let me see your finger. And he was sucking the blood, which she thought was a little weird. And then he said something else to her about, I want to take one of your ribs and rip it out of your rib cage and barbecue it or some fucking weird. Can you imagine?
There are people who are into that. I listened podcast about that.
50 Shades of Grey.
That wasn't cannibalism.
That was domination.
Cannibalism. I mean, people have shit.
Like,
this is just
like
weird,
cannibalism stuff.
Yeah, there was a podcast I was listening to about it. It was really weird. In the underdark web, there's this whole cultural world
sadism
of stuff.
Sadism and all this other...
Yeah, but there's a whole cannibal thing.
Oh, God.
You know my family. I come from a long line of cannibalism.
Of cannibals?
Well, yeah, my...
Were you part of the Donner Party?
Yes. My ancestors, they think...
Okay, but that was in order to survive. That wasn't because they enjoyed...
Could you do it?
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think so, Anne.
Even to survive? I think
I don't... Well, yeah, but you eat weird shit.
We'll talk about Dallas
later. Yeah, we'll
talk
about that.
Oh, my God. Maybe it's just in my genes, Gina. On that note, should we go to a little something real wholesome like The Bachelor?
The Bachelor. I love Matt James. I was a little iffy about his personality, but I think he might be one of the best bachelors that we've had.
I totally agree with you. We both talked about going into this with, we have no idea what he's going to be like. Is it going to be horrible? But the freshness of all of it, that he doesn't really know what's going on. It doesn't matter if you've seen the show before.
No.
Being in it is a completely different thing.
And I love that we don't really know him. We know him through Tyler Cameron, but we don't really know who he is. He's not somebody who's been recycled 15 Mm-mm. times. I love that. And we needed it.
He's actually a beautiful specimen of a man.
he is. And I wasn't really that attracted to him at first. But mm-hmm. I think his personality, like, he seems super real and authentic. And just
he's quick to laugh also, which I appreciate. He doesn't take himself too seriously. Now,
exactly.
Dan says, and this is so him, the very beginning scene, of course, he's taking a shower, he's shirtless or something, or he's working out.
They always make him do that.
What does Dan say? Oh my God, his C7 vertebrae is very pronounced. Which actually,
spoken like a true chiropractor.
It was really funny.
He needs some chiropractic care.
I don't know. I think so. It's from all that football. When they, I mean, this place, whatever it's, the frick it's called.
Nema Colon.
Gorgeous. Doesn't it look like Gilmore Girls when they pan out and they show the fall colors and the fall leaves?
I never watched Gilmore Girls. I didn't.
Gina.
I know. I'm one of the few. I was not a big TV watcher before, other than like Bravo.
But who are you?
I don't sit down and watch TV. I mean, I, you know, on the weekends and after 6 p.m. That's my...
Now you do. Now it's your job.
Now,
so you do.
Now I watch more TV than ever.
Oh my God. See what you've been missing.
I guess. I mean,
Gilmore Girls is fantastic. Anyway.
Well, so the Nema Colon Resort, I didn't realize that that was one of the destinations that JoJo Fletcher had gone on with whoever she was.
Well, and apparently that was the one where, who's the one that does porn now?
One of the bachelorettes?
No. It was JoJo season. And it was the guy, you know, the guy.
Oh, the obnoxious. Yeah. Chris? No. Chad. Yeah, he's
so
got the OnlyFans.
Yeah, he has the OnlyFans. Well, his is porn, by the way. His OnlyFans is porn.
Well, good for him.
Not that I know for sure because I didn't sign up, but he talks about it. That's the one where he got sent home, apparently.
Okay.
And the Housewives went there. Real Housewives of
New Jersey?
New York.
Really?
Yeah, because our friend who worked for Dorinda made some phone calls there.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, so we've seen it before, but it's a fantastic resort.
Love it. And I also heard, did you listen to one of the producers, I forget his name, on Nick Viall's podcast?
No.
He's one of the producers, and he said the beauty of this place is that it's huge, and they had the entire resort, because we'll get into it, but with the whole Queen and Bree situation.
Yeah. So then why are there roommates if there's a huge whole resort?
Well, normally in like the Bachelor Mansion, there'd be 6 or 7 girls to a room. There was just two girls.
They needed the rest of the resort for production?
Probably. It's a big production, don't you think?
I don't know. The resort looked pretty huge.
I think it also would be weird to have them one to a room. You need to have a little drama stirring up.
Camaraderie. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. So Bree gets the first date. She was the one in the green dress that Dan was like, I like the girl in the green dress. That is Bree. She's beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
From
she
San
had quite
Francisco.
A story.
She does.
Her
she
mom
does.
Had her, was pregnant with her at 13. So her mom is only 13 years older than she is.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's more like a girlfriend than a mom.
That would be hard.
Really hard.
Mm-hmm.
But she's, I mean, good for her. She's, you know, raised by a single mom and mm-hmm. she's done pretty well for herself.
I like her. Hard to read her. She's pretty closed off, I think, with Matt, don't you think? I think he really likes her. But we're used to this process moving faster. Like, okay, Bree, how do you really feel about him?
Yeah, but I mean, it's so...
It's so early.
So early. Date. And I mean, she did really tell him quite a bit about herself in a short amount of time.
Also, he's not used to moving fast. So I think it's actually perfect now that I think about it.
Yeah.
It's a perfect first date situation. Now, when he takes her on those quads...
Yeah, that looked dangerous.
It was. They flipped over. Now, we were laughing when I was watching it with Dan because I said, this is such a Dan move where he'd be like, hey, come along. It's no big deal. We'll just have some fun and we'll spin it out. Do you trust me? And I'd be like, no, I don't. And he even laughed. He goes, yeah, that's what would happen. He would take it too far and would flip over and I would be so pissed off.
Because you'd be full of mud.
I can't believe they weren't injured.
No, I mean, they're lucky because those quads are expensive.
Heavy.
They're dangerous.
They're expensive.
But yeah, people get hurt on those things all the time.
Oh, yeah. Those girls are watching too. That's something the producer said about... It's not a producer. Who is this guy?
He works for the franchise?
Yeah, he was on Nick Vial. Fuck. I gotta look it up. Rob Mills. He's an ABC executive. Okay. So he works for ABC, so he knows everything that's going on. He said that one of the things that's funny is that all of the girls can see the dates going on because all the dates are there. So they could see them on the quads. They could see when there was, and we saw it also, but when there's, you know, fireworks going off and they're like, man, you know, they're kissing during that. They know everything. They can see little things happening with all the dates.
That's a good point. I did think it was weird that all the girls were standing there like observing their date. That was a little uncomfortable.
I kind of loved it though. Well, I mean, that's gonna,
fun. It causes more drama.
It definitely does. Yes. So you noted early on that Queen Victoria was not having it. She was instantly getting annoyed with everything happening. She doesn't like these other girls. She doesn't like to compete.
No, and I don't know why she's so high on herself. I really can't quite figure it out.
It seems like nobody else can either.
Nobody else can Mm-mm. either. Mm-mm. I'd like to know a little bit more about her background, where she comes from. Was she really a queen?
Let's see. I would say no, probably not.
Did she win a pageant? I mean, what is her validation?
Oh, maybe. You think she won a pageant?
Not really. I'm telling you, by the end
in
of the night.
In the nicest way, I would say, no, I don't think she's.
I don't think she's either.
A pageant girl.
I don't think so either. There's been a lot of rumors that she's a plant, and they're saying, no, she's not a plant. There's always one girl who has to bring the drama, or the show would be, you know.
Well, she also says, like, I'm not into this girl vibe thing. Okay. Oh,
she's not
God.
A girl's girl.
No, I hate girls who say that. I'm not a girl. All my friends are boys.
Yeah.
There's a problem with that.
Yeah.
Victoria. God. Interestingly, who was the one? Who was Victoria's, the girl that she was having a...
Mary Lynn.
Oh, Mary Lynn. That's right. I said it was Brie. Didn't mean that.
No, it wasn't Brie. It was Mary Lynn.
There was a scene that was cut out. Did you see that later?
I didn't see the scene, but yeah, I saw that. Did we see the scene that was cut out?
Well, I saw the scene that apparently Mary Lynn, you know, we saw that Victoria said, I don't even want to stay in the same room as you. I'm going to sleep over here. And she just went to sleep over there. Well, apparently Mary Lynn packed up all her bags and put them outside the room.
See, now I heard a producer did that. No.
No, I think people are saying, well, it wasn't Mary Lynn who did it, but Mary a producer who... probably did that and put them out.
Yeah.
That's the way to start waves. And for us to not see that, and for Victoria, obviously she would be hurt by that situation. You're all by yourself. You don't have any allies there, I don't think. Maybe she has a few, but I'm not sure yet.
I'm not so sure about that. But Mary Lynn wanted to talk to her. She wouldn't sit on the same sofa as her. No, she wouldn't talk
ridiculous.
To her. I mean, she was ridiculous.
Yeah.
How old is Victoria? Like 24?
Oh, I think she's a little older than
that. Is she? Well, she acts a lot younger.
Yeah,
but
she
I was
does.
Dying because toward the end of the night, she was fucking melting.
Oh, well, her the one eye, it was me. It was me, but at 50, however old I am, the bag under the eye, but it was only under one eye. I get them under both eyes. Hers was under one. What the hell was that?
The makeup was melting. Oh, the hair was flat.
She was falling apart.
She was a little tipsy. I mean, she was a hot mess.
Listen, here's the thing. I that's going to happen. But for her to be such an awful person this whole episode, the memes going around are like
bad.
They're just picking her apart. And, you know, rightfully so. She knew what she was saying. There's no editing here. She said the stuff she said. They may have pieced a little bit together. They do that, but you still said it.
Yeah,
she's
nobody
just a mean
likes
girl.
A mean girl
no,
like that.
No, she's just bad.
And honestly, this group of girls seems to be so nice and so pretty.
And Marilyn. I was getting anxious for her because every time she tried to talk in a normal, calm tone, Victoria was just like, I don't want to listen to you. No. Oh, my God. You're lying. I mean, the way she was gaslighting her.
Bad.
I wouldn't have been able to sit there. There's no way. There's no freaking way. I would have gone off and been like, are you fucking kidding me?
And obviously Matt is not interested in her. I mean, the way that she came on to him and she's, you know, she was
saying God,
she
when
was
they did
insecure.
The photo shoot, that lovely photo shoot, the wedding photo shoot that we hate.
Like, stop with the wedding photo shoots. I'm so over it.
So question, do you think they had a wedding dress for everybody? Because those girls are all different heights. And I won't say sizes. They're probably all the same freaking size. They're all like a size zero.
Well, I mean, everybody's talking about that, that it's problematic that all these girls can pull dresses from one rack.
But there's no way, because the one girl's a model who's like, no. She's like 6 feet.
I'm sure that they had them separated.
Yes,
that
I
said,
think so
here,
too.
You know, Mary Lynn or whoever, they had names or they were sorted. They were not all the same size.
No.
They were not all the same
I think
length.
They had about, like, here's the sizes for this, here's the sizes for this.
Yeah.
You can have some to choose from.
They don't
from.
Show us that, but there couldn't possibly be all exactly
they
the same
size.
They
also did not show half of the photos.
No, they didn't.
It was so weird. They really cut it off. They're really cutting it off this season. Last week, we didn't see half the girls go home.
Mm-hmm. And we didn't get a rose ceremony at the end of, well, that's because Sarah fainted or almost fainted.
Oh, that's right. Did you see the other thing going around? One of the girls that got sent home last week that we never really saw is hanging out with Chasen in LA and they're doing little TikTok dances together.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is a tight little group, this Bachelor
definitely
Nation.
Definitely is.
But speaking of Victoria, if we could go back for a second, what the fuck with her floral dress? That looked like a dress that you wore in.
Awful.
High school in 1992.
I mean, everybody was kind of saying like, oh God, it was so dated. And
it
then somebody
awful.
Said, you know, all those styles come back. Okay, maybe eventually. That's not back yet. And the bra strap in the back, it was like a black bra completely hanging out.
Yeah, it was bad.
For her to tout herself as Queen Victoria and to show up in that thing, if she was just this meek and mild little girl and she wore that, nobody would say a damn thing. But she's Queen Victoria, and so we can say whatever we
That's
want.
Right. We can bash her if we want to.
So Sarah gets the second one-on-one. There's a lot going around about Sarah right now, too.
Oh, that she has a boyfriend or
something? Yeah, that apparently she's the new Jed, and she actually has a boyfriend, and she came on here for likes, followers,
well,
blah,
she's
blah, blah.
The newscaster from San Diego, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I thought she was okay, but I didn't see a connection between them.
No, I didn't either. And did you see when he kissed her? He backed up and all her makeup was on his nose.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I saw that going around. I didn't
How
notice
How embarrassing.
It. And I didn't even notice. People were picking apart him kissing with his eyes open.
Oh, I heard that.
Didn't even notice.
I didn't notice it either.
I must just watch for enjoyment. I'm not picking everything apart. I'm just like taking it
Isn't
in.
Isn't it kind of weird to kiss with your eyes open?
Yeah, I think so.
Unless
that's why
totally
they were calling him on it.
Not into it.
See, I would think, or maybe you're totally into it. And you want to see who you're kissing. Maybe he's kissing so many people he forgets and he has to keep his eyes open.
Or he wants to see what's going on around him.
who's seeing me do this? So, I don't know. Sarah passes out at the end. We'll see what goes on there. I have a feeling she may go home and the excuse will be her father. Maybe she does have a boyfriend in real life and she's starting to feel guilty.
I heard that she does go home. I don't know if it's on her own volition or if he sends her. Although if she almost passed out, he's not going to send her home.
No.
And he's too nice.
Did she get a rose on the one-on-one? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she's there no matter
what.
She
already had the rose.
Yeah. Her dad has ALS. She's taking care of him. But there's all these people saying like, oh my God, no, she really has a boyfriend. Who knows? There's these
the rumor
rumors.
Mill is swirling.
Oh, this Bachelor world is cray cray.
It's
we
crazy.
Know it. We're in it.
But we love it.
We love it. Let's go to a little 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, we'll touch on this.
Briefly touch.
Tariq and Hazel.
It's Tariq, Gina.
Tariq, whatever.
Yeah.
I guess Ari sleeps with him.
Yeah.
Which, I understand, but isn't that something that you would have a conversation about beforehand?
It's 90
should
Day
be a
Fiancé.
Surprise.
It's 90 Day Fiancé.
Ari's so cute. She seems to like Hazel.
Hazel is very likable. I wasn't sure how I'd feel about Hazel, her coming here. I don't know. I felt
like
was
she was
she
a little opportunistic.
A little bit. Well, when he went to visit her originally, she was like very put off by all of him. Remember, she was, yeah, no. I mean, maybe he expected too much. That was probably why.
Yeah, well, he's kind of a lot.
Yeah.
He's kind of a lot.
Mm-hmm. But I like Hazel. I think she's very sweet. And he invited his friends over. They were so welcoming to her.
Really nice to her.
Gave her that scarf. And she was like, I've never had a friend give me something before. Aww. So sweet. I really like Hazel. I hope they work out. I don't know about this girlfriend thing. You know, that's maybe that's just a storyline they're going to make up for this.
The whole Minty thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That seems a little put
she
on.
She finds out about Minty mm-hmm. or he's texting Minty or something. Stephanie and Ryan.
Well, let's just say Stephanie. There's no Stephanie and Ryan.
Well, that's true. Ryan. Stephanie is cuckoo.
She's
batshit.
She really is. Yeah. Okay. And still the hula hoop thing. What the hell is going on?
There's $100 prize at stake, Anne.
This is so weird. She has this beautiful house.
Yeah, she's wealthy and she's yet competing.
And she's trying for $100 hula hoop championship.
I don't understand. Ryan could give a shit about Stephanie.
No.
She's an idiot.
She's trying to call him. She can't get a hold of him. He doesn't give a shit about her. He's like, I'm working. And she's like, I'm paying your fucking salary and you don't know it. But then she says, the borders are closed and I can't come. Don't you care? He's like, no.
Yeah, no, he doesn't care at
all. He tells her, I don't care. You're literally crazy.
But yet she doesn't let it go. She keeps saying, well, we have to discuss this in person. And he's like, not really. Not really. Yeah,
it makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
And he almost tells her, I'm in it for the money and I'm in it to get to America.
Pretty much.
I have a sweet plan.
I have a sweet plan.
To come and use you.
She's like, what's your sweet plan, Ryan? And Ryan doesn't care. He doesn't want to tell her the plan.
Doesn't
he doesn't even care if he comes
to
the U.S.
He doesn't want to come anymore.
No.
She has turned him off from the U.S.
Ugh, she'd be
a headache. Oh, God, Mike and Natalie. So he's dieting for her. He's dying, by the way. He wants to eat that fucking croissant so bad. He's like, no, thank you, honey. You know that the minute she turns away,
he's eating it.
Stuffing that thing down his mouth.
She's kind of brutal, though. I mean, I get you come from another country. And yes, us Americans, we do eat poorly in comparison to a lot of other countries. But she's outright rude.
Also, if I remember correctly, I think he was actually really large before. And he's lost a lot of weight. Keith looks fine. You know, she doesn't want to unpack because the dresser and the closet stink.
Well, they probably do.
What do they smell like? Oh, no. She said like a gym. I don't know.
Well, I mean, he lives in like a prefab house and the closet. Probably there's probably very no
wet.
Ventilation.
Yeah, very wet.
So, you know, clean it out and you've got just all mean. Day.
Just mean. You're doing nothing.
Nothing is right for her.
No.
Nothing.
She's miserable. She pretends like she's happy, but she's miserable.
She's not happy. And she's crazy, too.
Oh, better yet, he's not happy. He does not like her. He's hitting his head like, oh, my God, please go home. Please go home.
Well, and he likes her less and less as time goes on because she just whines and bitches and complains about
Guess
everything.
Who didn't whine and bitch? Uncle Bo.
That's right. Moving back in.
And Jovi and Yara. So watching this is interesting because it's come out, obviously, that they are married and they have a baby.
Yeah.
What about, though, his friend, Sarah?
She's a bitch.
She's a total bitch.
She's a total bitch.
Throwing Jovi under the bus for no reason.
I don't think she likes Jovi. I think she knows Jovi from his past and her husband probably hung out with them and did who knows what. And now she's, you know, spilling it.
Well, at first I thought Yara was kind of being a bitch. Like, well, Sarah's not somebody that would be my friend, but she's the only person I know. So I'll go get my nails done with her. And I'm like, fuck you. But then Sarah is a bitch.
She is a bitch.
She's like, did you know he hung out with strippers and stuff? And
had sex with them.
Yeah. And Yara's like, oh, I didn't know. I don't know this Jovi. It's like, yeah, it doesn't matter. That's old Jovi. Maybe.
That was
not
terrible.
Old Jovi. But yeah, just kind of bitchy behavior. And then we have Andrew and Amir. Oh, this is our local guy. What a douche.
What a douche.
So did you see all the stuff that came out about him?
Yeah, that he was supposed to go to Mexico City and he refused.
They offered him a ticket to go to Mexico City to save Amir because she's in
some sort of detention center.
And he was like, no, thanks. I'll stay at my little resort in Puerto Vallarta in that shitty room.
It was a shitty room is right.
Because he's a shitty guy.
He's
horrible. Yeah, I said it.
And she ended up getting deported back to France.
Yeah, she went right back. She was there 3 days. She went back to France. You know, good for her. Like, get out. He's awful.
Yeah, he's terrible. Move on.
And then
on.
He's trying to make it sound like, no, it wasn't me who convinced her to come here. She wanted to come here. Whatever it was, it doesn't matter. It's your problem that you met her here and you didn't go get her in Mexico City. You stayed in Puerto Vallarta.
Well, and it was a plan that he concocted to circumvent the whole, you know,
COVID thing.
COVID thing.
Also, the translation thing, he was like having problem go down to your lobby where everybody speaks English.
Don't you have a concierge?
And ask them for help. No, that place did not have a concierge, Gina.
You're probably right.
And then Rebecca and Zied. They're together at last.
They are, but I kind of felt bad for Zied. He was getting grilled by her daughter and the daughter's boyfriend. And why do these people want to take... Somebody just got off a 38-hour flight. Why do they have to go to dinner right now? Why?
Because of the show. Otherwise, I think Rebecca should have said, listen, we want to go back. We're tired. We'll meet you tomorrow. By the way, that boyfriend, Mr. Authority, is like 24 years old.
Yeah.
Please.
And he's got the deep scoop neck t-shirt.
Now, Zied, hey, looks a lot better.
Looked good.
I'll give him some props. A little tight on the white shirt.
A little tight.
And a little, kind of a little big gold necklace. But I kind of was digging his look, right?
Yeah, with his little glasses.
And I thought Rebecca looked great.
I know. I thought so, too.
Kind of happy about them. Because I think they really love each other.
I think so, too. But I don't think he's here.
What?
Well, I saw her on Instagram comment. And somebody asked her. And she said, I can't comment. You know, because of the show's on right now, I can't comment as to whether or not he's actually here or not.
So he was there. So that means they didn't get married?
I'm thinking he probably went back.
Because his parents. Well, wait a minute. I think we see previews that he says, I want to go visit my parents.
Mm. See, these people that come from other countries and they're used to living with their whole entire family, it's a huge culture shock for them.
Well, yeah, even Hazel with her son. She only saw her son once a week. But still, that was once a week you got to see your son. Here
yeah.
You know nobody. You have Tariq.
That's it. I want to know more about that story. Like, why does she only see her son?
She said because she just didn't have enough money. Like, the father took care of him, but
yeah, but
know.
Once every 2 weeks?
Once a week.
Or once a week?
Yeah.
Huh.
And they're going to try to bring him over? I can't imagine the father would let
because he's already remarried and there's another stepmom involved. And
agreed.
Anyway.
All right. Let's talk a little MAFS Atlanta. Once again, 3 hours, Gina, and no weddings.
No weddings. And I want to know why all of a sudden are these shows so damn long?
Is it because of COVID? They're just stretching it out?
You think because of COVID?
I don't know. They're just trying to hook us in. This doesn't hook me in, though. I never watched those other two that were probably 2 hours each.
Yeah. And it was the same footage that they showed.
It's the same stuff over and over again. This time I took a little more time getting to know the couples. You know why? Because it was 3 hours and I thought they were actually getting fucking married. And they didn't.
No, they didn't.
Okay, let's talk about them very quickly.
Yeah.
Brianna and Vincent. Brianna is the engineer. Vincent is an auto broker. She is a go-getter. She wants a husband who's organized. Give me your initial thoughts and then we'll go from there.
I thought he was okay until the bachelor party.
Yeah, same. I thought this guy is a good guy. They're a good fit. I really like her. I think she's really fun.
Yeah.
And then he started picking up on the freaking stripper at the bachelorette party.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Didn't like that at all. Yeah. Eric, who's a pilot, and Virginia. I still don't see where they match this. He's 34. She's 26.
He does.
She's a partier. He's not.
Yeah. And
he's just older.
Dress like a little boy.
He does have a good personality. I wasn't sure at first because he was like, I really like to laugh. And I'm thinking, do you?
You do?
And then when we got to know him a little more with the bachelorette parties and when the guys met, I got it. I was like, oh, he's cute.
He is cute. I got a different vibe from him when I saw like his whole body. Like,
what do you mean? Wait, what do you mean?
Because, I mean, he seemed like a normal like guy.
Yeah.
I didn't like the jean jacket with the sweatshirt
kind of thing.
See. But I mean, he's mature and I think he's fun.
He's a pilot. He travels. I mean, the only thing right now I can see in common is that they both like to travel. But Virginia's 26 and I feel like any girl that's 26 likes to travel.
26 to 34. Well, you know. It depends, I guess, how mature the 34-year-old guy is. And he seems like but I don't know. She wants someone who's going to go out and party with her. And I'm not sure that's him.
He wants
to settle down.
Yeah.
But he reminds me a little of Henry, I think.
I knew you were going to say that. No, he does. He's way more social than Henry.
Well, he is, but he's just a little, I don't know. Jacob is a little Henry too, though.
Yeah. No, I think Jacob is more Henry because at least Eric laughs at Jacob. Like he thinks Jacob's funny and weird.
And weird.
So I think I'm really going to like Eric. We shall see. I don't know how him and Virginia. Also, Virginia, she kind of starts out looking good and then a hot mess, like the drinking hot mess. Yes. A little bit of like Queen Victoria.
Well, in her confessional, clearly she was at the bachelorette party. The makeup was
smudged. So is it confirmed that she was the one that was throwing up? They didn't show it.
Well, I think it was. No, I think it was her.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean,
they talked about her being wasted. Yeah.
I'm sure it was her. Her eyes were rolling in the back of her head.
I think Virginia's dad will show up at the wedding. He's not happy about this. He's kind of traditional.
Well, her stepmom showed up at the fitting.
And that's fitting. And that's the father's wife. So, yeah, they'll show up. I mean, I think so.
My favorite guy is Ryan.
Love Ryan.
I love Ryan.
I love them together.
Well,
right?
Clara.
What? You don't like Clara?
I do like her, but she started to unravel the wedding day. And I thought,
listen,
uh-oh.
She was nervous, though. She
but
was scared.
She
also,
was nervous, but-
ladies, girls, no updos at your fucking wedding.
No.
Why? You have beautiful blonde hair. Wear it down.
Are people still doing updos?
She did.
I know. And I didn't
like it. No. She's so cute.
I don't think she liked it either.
She's one of these girls that falls in love very easily. She's a flight attendant. She gives, oh gosh, she has such a bad dating history, but it's funny. Like when she tells the stories, this poor girl.
Yeah, it is pretty funny.
I think he is so sweet. Ugh. I love his energy. She seemed a little turned off by his giving her the mask.
I thought it was cute. Really cute, sweet thing to do. So they both see each other at the same time.
But did he explain why he wanted to do that or did he not? See,
I know he
his whole thing
it, but-
is, let's touch first. And then she was like, this is weird. And then his poor face. But that could be editing.
Yeah.
I think they're going to like each other.
I hope so. I
Me
think
too. I really like
them. They're
the
one couple that I'm hopeful for.
I just think he's really cute and just so ready for this. He's kind of little, but she's little too.
Well, she wore flats, and I thought that was interesting because she said something about wearing heels, and her mom said, do you want me to go get you some heels? And she was like, no. And
well,
she ended up wearing sandals.
And there was something wrong with the dress because you know why?
The hem.
Yeah, the hem. It was too short. That's why she didn't want the heels.
Well, who did that on purpose?
Oh, my God.
Of course they did it on purpose because otherwise she would have been taller than him.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Then we have Paige and Chris.
Now, Chris is problematic.
Ooh, boy,
Chris is a lot. Yeah. He's got the pastor friend with him the whole time.
And when he was apparently a pastor at some point.
He was apparently a
he
pastor.
He comes from a family of pastors.
When he brought the shoes out, I was like, okay, Chris, you are thinking really highly of yourself and you're too much.
At first, when I met him, I go, ooh, I like this guy. This is a good guy. And then all of a sudden he says some weird shit and I'm like, no. Like, oh my God, well, what if she's ugly? There's no way that I can get past somebody who's ugly. First off, Chris.
Yeah, you're not all that.
You're not all that. I appreciate your struggle of
coming from nothing.
And living in your car for 2 years and building up this mini empire. I mean, he owns a Subway.
Well, yeah, he said it.
I'm a restaurant owner,
and then we find out it's a Subway.
Which, but hey, that's a restaurant.
Well,
I don't
good
have
for
a
you.
With that.
You're an entrepreneur. Good for you.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I don't know that all these women are after him because of his money. He owns a fucking Subway, and how rich are you?
Paige does very well for herself. She seems very financially secure. Are they going to make it? This
well,
is going to
you know,
be a struggle.
All the
I think.
Gossip about him and the ex-girlfriend and all that.
That's not even gossip. He admitted he was engaged 3 months prior to this. Why would they pick him? Like, ooh, this guy's still prime and ready.
Mm-hmm.
He's willing to get engaged. I don't like that. I think if she finds out that he was engaged to somebody else 3 months prior, that's going to be problematic.
Well,
for sure.
He is problematic.
Although his grandparents are so freaking cute.
Yeah.
I would
so
marry
cute.
Him for his grandparents. Maybe.
So we'll see what happens. But so far,
wait,
my money.
We have one more.
Who?
Haley and Jacob.
Oh, Haley and Jacob.
I don't know Haley. I can't
I don't know
Haley
either,
out.
But she reminds me of Jessica from a couple seasons
oh,
ago.
Oh, okay. A little bit. Season. I know her as much as I felt like I knew Jessica at that point. She's mm-hmm. kind of closed off right now, which
Quiet.
I feel very strange about her doing this process at all. What do you think of Jacob? So she's 28.
How old is Jacob?
38. He's an IT guy. Here's
IT
the thing
guy.
About Jacob, though. He has a really good physique.
He's
it's
a little
weird.
Thick. I mean,
yeah,
muscular
but he was a body. He was a bodybuilder.
Yeah, but he's one of those guys with like kind of bigger hips and thighs.
Oh, I think it's the bodybuilding.
I'm sure it is. That's what I mean. He's thicker.
I think I kind of like him. He's into the 80s thing, which is, I just.
He's a little quirky.
Yeah, yeah. The 80s thing
big
kills
into
me.
The 80s.
First off, because that's kind of my era, and I hated the 80s. Like,
yeah.
That's one of the worst eras. 70s, yeah. 60s, 50s, 80s.
But something tells me that she's going to vibe with him.
I hope so.
He's
I'm up in the air.
Got a dry sense of humor.
Yeah, I think they could be good. We shall see. Although he's the one who said something like, would you rather you not be attracted to her or her not be attracted to you? Like, how would you handle that more?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, if she's an 8, I can work with it. But if she's anything like a 6 or a 7, I don't know if I can get past it. It's like, what? I mean, he's probably, I would say he's a 6 or a 7.
I would say he's a 6.
But those bachelorette parties, I think the girls seemed like so much fun.
I think they all.
And then the guys, their bachelor party was like, ew, gross.
Well, Chris Farley and the doll and those strippers.
What the fuck? The doll didn't have, I mean, this is kind of weird. Though. I always assumed dolls had open mouths, though. This one didn't. I mean, isn't that the whole idea of a blow-up doll?
Well, I don't know. It depends on what you're going to do with the doll.
Maybe there was a.
Well, yeah. There's a different
hole somewhere else.
Exactly.
Boom. God, I'm so stupid.
This is how much we know about this shit.
Well, when it came in, it had a mask on. I was like, oh, that's funny because it's covering up the open mouth. But it didn't.
Oh, it didn't.
Didn't have one. Let's move on to a little Bravo. Atlanta first?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Oh, my God, Atlanta. Riley's going off to college. That cute little ace is so adorable, helping her clean. He's saying, you're not a very clean girl. I need to go with you to college to help you clean.
He's so cute.
He's so cute.
He was so upset when she left.
I know. But them driving her to college in this huge ass
Mercedes
Sprinter
or whatever
van.
Yeah. Yeah. First class.
That is hard. Driving your kids to college, leaving them there. You know, I mean,
all the
that's
stuff
rough.
You have to bring.
Yeah.
I mean, they probably needed to have a big old
I
van.
Mean, a lot of these housewives are going through that. Each franchise,
oh, right.
It seems like
Orange
somebody's
County
going off
too,
to college.
Yeah.
So it's fun to see because that's real life. Driving your kid to college?
It's very upsetting at first, and then you settle in, Anne, and then, as you know, it's like, what?
It's like,
a
oh
peaceful
my God.
House
why
I
was
have.
Why was I so upset?
I know.
So let's talk about the surprise engagement party.
Yeah, and I thought it was pretty, the white party for Cynthia.
It was pretty, but Cynthia thought she was going to an event that Biden was showing up at. And I have to say, when I listened to Heather McDonald, she was so right about this.
Yeah.
Did you hear what she said? She said, you don't throw a surprise party for somebody and tell them, show up at this event that's better than the actual event.
Exactly.
You don't say, we're going to this event, I think Biden will be there. And then you show up and there's just like 10 of you for an engagement party.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's horrible. That's the worst idea ever. Because then the whole time she's like, is Biden coming?
Yeah, she was disappointed.
Of course.
Well, I thought it was weird. I mean, she probably spent a lot of money, but there were very few people there. There were only like 2 or 3 men there.
Very few.
Mike.
Candy's husband.
Todd and some other random guy.
Yeah, that was it.
But there was a band and there was like, what, 10 people total? I mean,
were,
I know it's
people,
COVID.
But were people at other areas? I don't know.
No, it was like a separate room. So
yeah.
It was kind of a sad party.
Wasn't it? I thought it was too.
For the amount of money she spent,
wow.
It was very sad. I mean, things are what they are with COVID, but
yeah.
Maybe have Why a
even,
little dinner party at your
is,
house.
And Kenya is angry that Cynthia's having this big wedding or even wants to have a big wedding. Why are you throwing her an engagement party? It doesn't need to be done. She got engaged at a big party.
Yeah.
Just for the show?
Just for
Possibly.
The show.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, do something at your house. If you're having 10 people, do it
yeah.
at your house. Have it catered and do
it
at your house.
It was kind of like, what a waste.
I couldn't tell. Well, clearly Cynthia was disappointed it wasn't a Joe Biden event.
Oh, sure. Mike Hill was even more disappointed. They're like, oh, what's going on for us?
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird and uncomfortable.
I felt bad for them. So a little bit about Portia and Lauren, her sister. We never really heard their story, and I wasn't sure the connect. Like, I knew they were half-sisters.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I always assumed that Lauren's mom was Portia's mom.
Oh, no.
I didn't realize that because she's always together with her.
Yeah, they talked about that early on, that they had the same same father, and, you know, Portia's mom is very welcoming, obviously, because
well,
I think the dad died.
Yeah, but Lauren's mom had an affair with Portia's dad.
Yes.
So the fact that Portia's mom is so welcoming to Lauren and Lauren's mother. Portia's mom said, yeah, your mother was like calling me saying I'm pregnant. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Going to have a baby. And she's like, why are you calling me?
Can you imagine?
Me? No.
That's, oof.
Well, and then on the opposite end of it, we have Candace's mom who the father had a family way before and wouldn't let Candace invite her brother from, like that was way before.
And that doesn't make any kind of sense to me.
No sense whatsoever. Also, Drew, hello, where are you?
No, Drew.
Where is she? Mm-mm. What's happening? Well, her husband's father passed away and they were traveling for that, I think. But still, she hasn't been with these women. She's nowhere.
No. And so what do you think about this nude picture of Kenya that's on LaToya's phone? Oh. Is this, are they trying to make a thing out of this?
Yeah.
Do you think?
Mm-hmm. I think it's nothing.
I think so, too.
What? Kenya doesn't want to talk about her horrible marriage, so let's talk about this.
Have a distraction.
Yeah. LaToya is just weird. Toya? Is it Toya?
I think it's, maybe it is Toya.
LaToya? I don't know. LaToya. She's just weird.
She
doesn't
weird.
Fit. It's like, I feel like she's trying too hard. Not into it. Let's go to OC.
This was the finale. It was a sucky finale.
I know. And I heard Andy Cohen go, oh my God, this was such a great finale. I'm like, what?
Are you kidding me?
I
what
don't
was great
see
about it?
It? No clue. It was so disjointed.
Oh my God. It was totally disjointed. The first few minutes was just recapping all the nonsense that happened earlier in the season. And then suddenly Emily's throwing a beach party at, what's her name?
Elizabeth's beach. Not even house. At her house, like the beach by Elizabeth's house.
Yeah.
Why does Emily have to throw it?
Because she just wanted a party.
And she's the party planner. She used to be a party planner, so she's going to throw the party.
Yeah, I didn't get it. It was just a whole lot of nothing.
I mean, Shannon strapped herself in with
that
duct tape.
That was such bullshit.
I thought yes, okay. Is it funny? Kind of, but we've done this with you before.
She was trying to be funny. It wasn't so funny.
No.
Who tapes himself like that at a beach and then goes to a beach?
Also, Spanx? Hello?
Double Spanx, girl.
She's done that before. See, that was funny. When they were in Mexico and she had on the like triple Spanx and she was wasted, that was funny. This is for the show.
It's stupid.
It was put on.
I didn't like it.
Bronwyn. So I don't. We haven't heard anything more about this, but she proclaimed she was going to school to be an alcoholic and drug addiction specialist. Do we know if she's going to school? When she was on Watch What Happens Live, they didn't ask her if she was going to school. I feel like, no, she's not going to school.
So what did you think about her on Watch What Happens Live? Because I thought Andy was, he really didn't cut her any slack.
No. Bronwyn is talking a lot about everything was edited wrong and put together. Like, what are we missing? You had a lot going on.
She had a
we
lot
saw
going
it all.
On, but you don't, her words are not edited. I mean,
no, she said everything.
People really don't like her. And I have got to say, I've fallen off with her at the beginning of this season because at first I was sympathetic and empathetic about what she was going through. And then the more you see her and the more she talks and the way that she behaves, it's like, is this all bullshit or
well, it's
what?
So confusing because she still sticks with Sean is my life. Sean is my family. He's the love of my life. I don't ever want to not be married to him. But by the way, I have a 28-year-old girlfriend that I met on Tinder. And she admitted that that girl, Sherry or whatever. Is that what was her name? Sherry.
Sherry that Sherry. Was living with her.
She was in love with her. They no longer speak.
I know. But was she in love with her in a sexual, romantic way?
Well, apparently they never got together, but she was in love with her. So I don't know what it means.
She's
no idea.
She needs to get it together. She's got all these kids, yet she's traveling all over the place. She's with this new girlfriend, which good for her. She was recently seen going into a sex shop with
Sean,
which everyone is saying that she called. In fact, Andy, I think, even
well,
asked
was,
her about it.
It was one of the, quote, questions.
Oh, well.
And somebody else
yeah,
asked
Yeah, we know
Gina.
Where those questions
yes,
come
we do.
From. Bravo production.
Yes.
And she said that, no, ever since Kelly Dodd, you know, videoed her house, which didn't have an address or any street name or anything like that, that the paparazzi camp out in front of her house. I'm sorry, Bronwyn. I really don't think that the paparazzi are camping out in front of your house in Newport Beach.
Also, there's one picture of her with her girlfriend and the paparazzi are camping out at her house. No, There would be tons of pictures. Now, she has been rumored to say she will not be back next season.
Okay.
There's also rumors that Tamarat will be coming back.
Yeah.
Hopefully
I've heard
not.
That.
They did that. Show her again. They showed Tamarat again.
I know. I'm so sick of that.
God.
And Tamarat needs a paycheck because she was just on Danny Pellegrino.
Yeah. What'd she say?
And she basically said, yeah, if she, you know, she still says that she and Vicky are in talks to do something, which I'm not so sure that that's going to actually happen.
People don't barely remember who you are.
Yeah.
The reunion now looks good.
Well, I think it will be because I think they're all going to start calling each other out, mainly Bronwyn.
Yeah.
Because Bronwyn has been full of shit this whole season. And there's all kinds of rumors that she played up her addiction problem, that she played up everything. She's going to get called on the carpet.
Well, and then Shannon said something like, and what you said to my daughter who was 14 years old, and then Bronwyn starts crying and apologizing. What did she say?
No, what did she say?
So
and she's going to blame everything on, you know, it was when I was in a bad place and when I was drinking. And did you hear how she told her mom she was a lesbian? She said she was on the soccer field.
Yeah, like, by the way, I'm a lesbian. Bye.
Yeah. So weird.
Even Andy was like, oh, I mean, Dr. Deb is a little strange, but she's one of the most open people. She wouldn't care.
Not at all. There's a deeper issue, I'm sure.
Do we know how many parts the reunion is?
Oh, it's at least three.
Really?
It's got to be, don't you think?
I think 2 to 3. It was such a horrible season.
Well, that's true.
Nobody liked it.
If they drag it out, it's going to be three. Otherwise, it probably could be two, because what are they going to talk about? They're not going to talk about anything but Bronwyn, I don't think.
No, I mean, what else went on?
Well, and nothing. Shannon and John.
Oh. True. The drinking.
Oh, yeah. The drinking. Ooh, yeah. Gina spilled it about Shannon. It was the same crap that Tamara complained about, that everything is always revolving around Shannon. She never asks about anybody else. It always me. And I totally believe that.
I do, too. Dallas. So we had Deandra going to see her shaman. I actually really like her this season. So far, so good. We learned a little bit more about her and her stepbrother and her stepmother, who they used to be close with, but her dad left two wills.
Well, it seems like it's all about money.
It's all about money. Dad had a lot of money. We know this.
But why didn't she get any of it? It's all in a trust? Or is that her mom? Is that the dad's money that's in the trust or the mom's money?
That's a good question, because the mom has a trust.
But
and also she has a trust for
Deandra.
But when does Deandra get the trust?
When
mom
dies.
Now, is this brother a first marriage or a second marriage? Or is she this, you know what I mean? How does she fall in line? Is the brother, I think the brother is younger.
Yeah, but I think it's a half.
It's a half brother.
Yeah.
But is Deandra and her mom the second wife to the father or the first wife?
No, I think it's the first wife.
Okay.
Yeah, that would make more sense if the brother's younger.
I don't know if their brother's younger, but he just had a baby, so I assume he's younger.
Yeah, I think he is.
So she's trying to rekindle that relationship with her brother. It sounds like it's pretty cold right now.
I know. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about Deandra.
She's hard. You know? What I was going to say is she has so much filler in her lips right now, and I've seen in the interviews it's not there. So these are like new, and they're like duck lips in the very beginning. Like,
well,
this,
that's what happens, Anne.
I know.
That's what happens. We all want it. Trust me.
I want it. But
we don't want a duck lip.
No. God, can you imagine? All of a sudden, I have freaking lips. That would not go over well. A little bit more of Carrie this episode. We do see her husband. So apparently, they're still together.
For a minute.
I forgot that she has four children.
Yeah.
So it's two with her current husband and two with a prior husband. And the one girl that was just a pain in the ass last season, she came back and she is totally fantastic.
She's
been living in LA. She's doing really well.
Yeah. And she's not really liking her friends in Texas anymore because they have different belief system than
they're very conservative compared to her LA friends.
Yeah.
She's actually really cute and nice. And I like their relationship right
now. Yeah. She's grown up a lot.
I'm just not sure about Carrie.
Well, I know. And people are saying they don't like Carrie at all this season.
Speaking of Carrie, I freaking listened. Her and Cam have a new podcast.
I heard that, but you listened to it?
I listened to it.
Oh, God.
Okay, first of all, if you recall, they were not friends last season.
They were not friends at all.
Now they're best friends. this whole first episode, their big thing is we don't edit. Well,
they need to.
They need to edit. There's a lot of just chit chat that nobody would care about. They start talking about how they grew up. That's interesting. Carrie's.
She grew up in California, didn't
she? Well, she did. What was it? Her parents came to Colorado, but then her mother, they were like getting a divorce and her mother stole her and went back to Mexico.
Oh.
So she grew up, she was in Mexico till she was in high school. But then when she was in high school, her mom started fighting. So she was like, I'm going to live with dad. And she came to Colorado.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she's been here since then. Then Cam tried to like relate and Cam's life. She's like, oh my God, my dad made me drive a Camry.
Oh my God.
I had to drive a Camry. Can you believe it? And then they made me get a job.
That can't go over well.
Oh, not only that, Gina, she goes, I had to get a job and I worked at, okay. She said, I worked at Bebe. And she's like, Bebe? She goes, at the mall, the clothing store.
Bebe?
And Carrie goes, you mean BB? She goes, I always said it wrong. Oh. I always said Bebe. And I'm thinking, you worked there. It's
Is
BB.
This real?
I mean, don't come on. No.
But didn't she grow up in like Montecito or Santa Barbara or somewhere, Cam?
I don't even know.
I think she lived a pretty privileged life before.
I'm not. She. Yeah. Oh, no. They had help. She said, sometimes I would say, Mom, don't have the housekeeper come. I'll clean the house this week and you pay me. Housekeeper.
How relatable is this?
Not that's very. Why it's funny. It's like, oh, my God.
That's
going to
get
two,
old quick.
It's going to get old. And there's such a weird combination. There's no rhyme or reason. There's nothing going on. They just talk. And they talk like they don't know each other. So it's so weird.
That is weird. I'm going to have to give it a listen, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, dim sum. What are you thinking about? Do you like Tiffany? Thoughts?
I think she's a breath of fresh air. I do like her. She's a little pretentious.
A bit.
When she takes them all into her closet. And, you know, for an anesthesiologist, the way she talks really is annoying. Like
it
a valley girl.
She talks like a valley girl.
I mean, it's kind of hard to take her seriously as an anesthesiologist.
Do you think she speaks that way at work?
No.
I don't think
no.
She does either. I think she tones it down. Because I've heard her speak like with her husband and kids. I don't think she talks like that.
No, it's annoying though.
I really like her. I think she's funny.
She is funny.
And I think they need her.
A little pretentious. And if you follow her on Instagram, she posts a lot of...
Well, she has like a candles also.
Yeah,
she sounds like
she's got
candles.
Wine. She's got candles.
Wait, she has wine?
Well, yeah, when they went in her wine cellar, she said, oh, my husband
wanted...
Oh,
that's right.
We went to Napa one day and he decided that, you know, he
Do we know
wine.
What her husband does? Is he a doctor also?
No, he's not a doctor.
Oh, okay.
No.
Hmm.
But and that then, house, that wine cellar.
Ridiculous.
It's beautiful.
It's now, she has the twins, but I think she has two older children also.
She does?
Yeah, I've seen pictures. There's a boy and a girl.
Maybe her husband's kids?
That's
How
a good
old is
question.
She? 34 or something.
Well, there's two children that are in with like family photos. And it's a boy and a girl. And they're like high school age. So I don't know.
Maybe the husband.
Oh, it could be the husband's kids.
Because he looks a little bit older.
He does, yeah. Okay, the meal. You would have freaked out at
now,
all of that.
And I have eaten dim sum before.
Yeah, dim sum.
I have to know exactly what it is that I'm eating.
You always do.
What do you mean I always do?
I mean, you like to know what you're eating.
Oh, in general.
Yeah.
But when they bring the little cart around, I want to know what is what. Now, the chicken feet, hell to the no.
I would eat them. I wouldn't have a problem with that.
You would? With the nail on the end of it?
Well, no. I think I would break that off. That would gross me out. And the bone.
It's just bone.
It's like, why is it so great? Why is that such a big deal?
Because it's got collagen in it.
Oh, that's right.
Just give me a scoop of collagen.
I need chicken feet.
I'll put a scoop in my coffee. My because vital proteins.
That Beverly Hills shit that I sent away for.
Yeah.
The two jars. They're not fucking working.
If we totaled up all the money
oh,
that
stop.
We've spent.
You should see my. It's ridiculous. It's so bad. I have so much stuff that I order. Oh, and then Carrie kept picking on Deandra. That was just
mean.
Yeah,
I couldn't figure that out. Why was that?
Well, I know that they do travel shows together and all that. So they're very good friends. But Carrie was just
mean girl.
It was kind of nasty. And also next week, I think, Carrie gets really drunk and she pushes, I think she pushes Tiffany in the pool or something. Well, I don't know.
Somebody gets pushed in the pool.
I think Carrie pushes them too. And Carrie's mother was an alcoholic. So something's going to come out.
Yeah. Oh boy.
We shall see.
Go down that road again.
I know. The Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
Well, we thought it was the finale, but it wasn't.
No, I know. Why did we think it was a finale?
No clue. We thought
everything's
was a
wrapping
we
up
thought,
all at once.
We thought Southern Charm was the finale too, and it wasn't. We're so out of
where
it.
Where are we going with this? Everything's
maybe,
coming to an
you
end.
You know what? We want it to be the finale.
We want it to be over.
Now, Salt Lake City, you know, it's funny. I loved this coming in. I was so excited about this show.
Me too.
I've turned a little bit because of things. Okay, so here's what I heard. You remember, we're like, why is Mary not with these ladies? What's going on? Mm-hmm. So apparently, and this was like well known, not well known, but I heard this on a podcast, that this was taped with Mary being a main character and then that other girl, the friend, the drunk friend, and that Whitney,
yes,
who
Whitney's
also
friend.
Happened to be at the Trump rallies.
Yes, she did.
So she was also a main character. They all filmed and then they stopped filming. And then another production company came in.
Yeah.
And they cut Mary out and they had the other girl still in there, I guess. So they did all this other stuff. That's why Mary's not at all these things. Then they sold it again and they're like, oh my God, who's this Mary lady? She's fantastic TV. Let's get her back. And we're cutting this other girl out. So that's why Mary is in her closet all the time and she's not with them. It's filmed totally separate times.
Also, I think they took like a 3-month break when they were filming because of COVID. So
a lot happened during like with this production. So that's why it seems a little, you know,
choppy
and
yeah, because Mary's in nothing. And then
she's not with them after the beginning. She's not with them at all at anything. She doesn't go to anything.
Well, right. And then Lisa had that yurt party with a bunch
weird.
Of random people. We didn't even know who they were.
With just Meredith and her and then all these other random people. So it comes up. Meredith and Lisa are boring. They just are.
They are boring.
I mean, I hate to say that. They're normal people. I really like them.
Well, and then there's all the speculation too, or rumors that the whole Meredith and Seth relationship thing was just, it wasn't really true. They weren't really separated. It was just all for a storyline. It's like, we don't even know what's real anymore.
We don't. That's the
we
hard
don't
part.
Even know.
And you know what's funny is I think Lisa and Meredith are great. Like, I really like them. And
the
if
two
this,
together, yeah.
Yeah, and if this was original Housewives, I would love to watch them. They have money, they're successful, and they're kind of funny. They would be great. But now, in this day of Housewives, that doesn't fly.
No.
Jen Shaw, over the top. Do you really think, well, maybe he did. Coach Shaw just like totally did not answer her phone calls for 2 to 3 days after that big party.
Maybe that's what happens. Maybe that's what he does. You know, part of me kind of feels sad for her because I think she's craving
attention. She definitely
has
issues.
Craving attention.
Yes.
But she goes about it the wrong way.
Well, yeah, she has 5 assistants because she needs people around her all the time because her husband's not there.
She doesn't have 5 assistants.
I know.
She's got 5 interns, Anne. They're not assistants. They're unpaid interns. She's in a rented chalet.
It's just for filming Gina.
We're just blowing up this whole show right now.
Heather, I believe her whole story.
Now, she's got a good storyline. She's building her business. She's growing her business. You know.
Her ex-husband actually filmed.
Mm-hmm.
Whitney. I like Whitney and Heather together. Whitney, I feel, is a little put on. She does a little bit for the show. I don't mind it, though, for some reason. It's not like Jen Shaw.
No, Jen is
now, Mary is
level.
Just crazy. Mary, I freaking love for television purposes.
Yeah.
But there's something wrong. And is she being investigated now?
I don't know. There's been all kinds of rumors about, is she on some sort of medication? That's why she behaves the way that she behaves. Where is her husband and why is he in Florida for 3 months at a time checking on their house? There's
houses.
Just a lot of weird shit going on with Mary and a lot of questions. And you're not going to tell me that in a 20,000 square foot house that you have to have all that shit crammed into your master bedroom.
And that she said she has to rent another house just for her clothes.
And also I heard, and maybe you heard this on Heather McDonald too, but Heather McDonald said that she knew someone or was friends with someone who was very much into the fashion world and Chanel and Dior and a lot of that stuff that Mary
not
wears
real.
That Chanel doesn't even make.
Oh.
So it's not even. And you know what I thought was weird? And what do I know? But those red boots that she had on that she said were Chanel boots, You don't ever see an expensive pair of boots like that hug your leg. Those boots were so loose and so boxy.
Yes.
The more expensive the boot, the better it fits on your calf and your leg. Those did not fit her.
Maybe she has really skinny calves.
Well, I'm just wondering if Payless Shoe Source sells red thigh-high boots.
You know they do.
Oh, wait. They're out of business, aren't they?
Are they?
DSW then.
Oh, DSW. Hey, that's my store. I love DSW.
So I don't think all of her labels are really authentic.
No, and
authentic.
I also can't fathom when she went on about how many houses they have and all these other businesses. Was her grandma doing a little bit of what Elizabeth's grandma was doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean,
something is not right, clearly.
How do you get all that money and all that property by being a preacher?
And that church, if it's the same church, is a tiny little church.
Nobody was there.
Nobody was there.
And would you go now? Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no.
So yeah, I would not be shocked if somewhere down the line, maybe going on this show was not the best idea. Marion.
I have to share something with you. I just remember. So we're looking to hire somebody at our office.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And like I told you, I don't know why, but I put it on Craigslist. I haven't hired somebody in so long. This person in the cover letter said, I'm interested in the position. Please see attached my resume. Right under that, it said, see you next week unless our Lord returns before then.
What?
What?
Wait, that's the resume?
That's the cover letter to the resume.
See
I didn't
you
even
next
look,
week.
Let's just say I didn't even open the resume. See you next week unless our Lord returns before then.
Oh my gosh.
Delete.
See, I told you not to post on Craigslist.
No, you did. Although it's quite entertaining getting these.
Well, now leave the post up because I want to see what else
you
want to
see what I get. All right. Southern Charm. You know, we've been talking about this off air a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Leva is getting so much hate.
I know.
It's actually nuts.
It is nuts.
People feel like because it's her first season.
Well, I mean, as a full-time cast member.
As a full-time.
Member,
yeah. Well, I mean, I really don't remember her before. Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe
she
in
was
the side.
A friend of.
Yeah, a friend
there.
Of. Yeah. They feel like she's just coming off too strong. Almost like she doesn't deserve to be because it's her first season. What the hell? Why can't somebody be a strong woman and speak her mind? And because it's her first season, it's not okay? I don't understand.
Well, I don't either. But who?
I really don't get it.
Who else do they have? They've got Catherine, who's going to listen to anything she has to say. Danny,
Danny
a fragile
is like
mess.
A scared little puppy.
And then they've got Madison, who's a complete
cocktease. This episode.
She's awful. I can't stand her.
Even, you know, she admits that she's not good and all the stuff she does and did to Austin. You know, they're just not good together. So that's why she acted that way towards him. Just because you admit it doesn't make it okay.
No, and she totally, and I cannot stand people that do this, she totally uses her looks to manipulate and to tease.
And she admitted it. She wore a certain outfit just to make Austin jealous. And then when he didn't say hello to her, she's like, what, you're ignoring me? And then she went over to his house. I don't know why she went over there. I thought you were not going to talk to each other. Craig's little talk with her really helped.
It did not. She's
not
gonna do what she's gonna do. And first of all, any woman, and I don't care how old you are, that wears heels with a swimsuit. And I saw our little friend blocked by Jax actually posted something hilarious.
Like, who wears heels?
Exactly.
Oh, well, she talked about it. She said, should I wear my, I'm going to wear my heels to make him jealous, like, so I can saunter in here.
Well, and her friend was like, really? You're
yeah,
gonna
why
do
are
that?
You
really?
Doing that?
Come on.
Also,
she's got no self-worth whatsoever.
So do you think she's really dating Jay Cutler, or is that a rumor?
Who knows? I
because
wouldn't be
Kristen,
shocked.
I mean, it's kind of stupid because Kristen Cavallari, of course, was at that party that Austin and Craig were at.
And I don't think anything happened between
them. No, they
didn't.
Them.
I think
no,
it was just
she has
they
a boyfriend.
Were friends. I think, like I said, Madison is completely manipulating the situation and she's probably dropping little nuggets to make people think, you know, that's what she's doing or let Austin think that's what she's doing.
Oh, she's
and
like, I would
game.
Be really mad if he dated anybody else. And he's like, what are you saying? I'm still in love with you. You telling me that is making me feel a certain way. And she's like, I'm sorry, but that's just how I feel.
She's ping pong back and forth like a ping pong ball. And she knows she can totally do that with him.
Yeah. I got to say something. John Pringle, like I've had a love hate. Not a love hate. I didn't get all the hype about him, like, oh my God, he's gorgeous, when they were all saying that. I'm like, yeah, I mean, like, he's a good looking guy, but he seems kind of like, whatever. But this episode, I just
he was doing it for you.
He was doing it for me. Him saying goodbye to his kids and his sweet little kids. Are they on their laptops, phones too much? Yes, they are. But he's been with them for 45 days straight, him and them.
That's a long time for a single guy to handle little kids.
Yeah. And during COVID, you're not going anywhere. And then he has to say goodbye to them. I just felt it. He was sad for 2 days, probably
and where's
longer.
Where's his ex-wife? Because I thought she was flying there to fly back with the kids.
Oh, she probably did. I forgot about that. No, I think she just comes to visit.
Well,
remember,
that,
she
just
came
concerned
to visit.
Now that they're putting those two little kids on a plane by themselves.
Well, I think since the mom came, they probably...
She's probably there somewhere.
Yeah. The other thing I wasn't sure about is he said the hardest thing he's doing is being away from his kids, but he came to Charleston to build a better life for them or a better future. So what is he doing in Charleston that he couldn't do in
San Diego? I don't know. Doesn't
he
have a family business?
That's what I don't know.
It's the Pringle chips, man.
God damn it. Everybody has some line. You're probably right. I believe you.
It's a can of Pringles.
I just really liked him.
I don't know. He does have some kind of family business there because I think he said that in the beginning.
I also appreciate when he talked to Leva. He was honest in saying, you know, I thought your words to Catherine, like it got heated. It got a little much.
Yeah.
He didn't use the words aggressive, which you never should use. He didn't use the trigger words. He didn't do it.
Well, he was pretty honest on Watch What Happens Live, too, when he was on with Madison, because he didn't hold back. He pretty much said that you bring out the worst in each other. And he wasn't overly protective or complimentary to Madison at all, because I think he sees exactly what she's doing.
Well, he said on Watch What Happens Live, he said, I didn't like that Madison. When I saw you that day with Austin, I didn't like that. And that's not the Madison I knew. And she's like, no, I know.
So, but she does it anyway.
And he also said, yeah, she probably does flirt with me to try to make him jealous.
Of course she does. Yeah. She's got a, you know, that's her MO. That's why she bugs me.
Definitely. The other thing was Catherine found out that Thomas had a baby, but it was like a month ago.
And she's buying a gift. So that I wouldn't buy a gift.
It makes no sense. So she has contact with him. They're good friends, but she doesn't know that he had a baby a month prior. She had to see it online or something.
And so how frequently are those kids seeing him?
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
The whole thing is weird.
Yeah.
It's dysfunctional. It's weird.
So this whole her dating the Pringle, we already talked about that last week, but.
The Ravenel.
Yeah. The Ravenel guy. But they talked about it and it was written somewhere that people think that because of the monkey emoji and all that fiasco.
Yeah. The timing was just too coincidental.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think
it was? Well, I think they're still together, but then somebody said, well, they're doing it just because it's not a real relationship.
I don't know. I mean, it's been a while. It's been since the summer, early summer, June.
Yeah. I mean, that's a long time to fake a relationship.
Unless you're really not together and you're just taking pictures for Instagram.
Yeah.
But for him to do that would be a bold thing to do.
I think so, too. She looks fantastic. So Leva, is she coming on strong? Yes, but there's no other voice.
Yeah.
She is the one voice that is talking about everything, bringing it all out. I like when she said, I don't believe in cancel culture because you don't grow from that. I appreciate that. I feel bad that she's feeling the weight of carrying this conversation and keeping it going.
Well, she's the intelligent one of the group. I mean, at least out of the women, she is.
Well, yeah.
Probably most of the men, too. Shep gets it
now.
Well,
Shep gets it because he had a little run-in himself on social media that didn't go well.
Yeah, he's come a long way. Who knew that we would actually, you know, be liking Shep this season?
Mm-hmm. And she also calls the boys out on stop coddling Catherine.
Yeah, why do they do that?
Don't know. And they don't know. And in fact, apparently Craig didn't even know everything that Catherine said. And Leva had to tell him. And then Craig's like, shit. I didn't know that Catherine said all that. It's like, Craig, come on.
Where you been? What the hell?
Also, Craig's in a tank top drinking a red wine in the summer, which I can appreciate that. It's half full and he's swirling it. Craig, what are you doing?
What did you think of his little notebook
moment with his girlfriend?
Yeah, moment. That was a beautiful little swamp they were.
No, until I saw the alligator. Can't those alligators come up and bite you?
I mean, it's kind of a smaller one,
alligator?
Wasn't it?
What's the difference between a crocodile and an alligator? Should I know this?
The amount of teeth that they have.
How big they get?
I don't know. I made that up.
We're not swamp people.
I don't know.
I thought it was beautiful. I thought it was a little awkward because they had the conversation like, yeah, we just met each other and we had a quarantine together. And they don't even say they love each other yet or anything.
No, but I think now they're like
yeah,
serious.
they're together and they're serious. She seems sweet enough. She seems nice.
Yeah, she seems like she's not wound too tight.
And she likes that he sews.
Well, there you have it. It's a match made
in
heaven.
She thinks it's cool that he sews. Let's end with Below Deck.
Yeah, so Dolores.
She woke up that next day.
Fresh as a daisy.
Totally fine. Totally she got a little Sonia Morgan in her. Yep. No big deal. Captain says, you're off. I'm not going to kick everybody off, which was the right move. But yeah, we're going to put you on a tender and bring you back to shore. And she jumps off that damn tender. That was hilarious. And I dare say Captain Lee even laughed about it.
He did. It was pretty funny.
He's like, she's fucking crazy. Like, but he laughed about it. It was a great ending to her story.
It was. Her little rest of her crew wasn't too happy, but...
Well, they were happy she was gone because then the drama was over. And then they were like fine and a little bit more
Yeah, they
normal.
Were just completely fine.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad.
She was too much.
So I'm confused because I thought in the previews, I thought Rob and Elizabeth were not going to have anything more. And now Rob's like saying they're...
You mean James?
Oh, sorry. James and Elizabeth, not Rob.
Yeah. No, they did the deed.
A couple times they did the deed. And he says they're dating. I thought he was gonna blow her off, but he's not.
Well, not yet.
Do you think he does blow her off?
I think she gets a little cray-cray. Clingy.
But he's liking her right now. He's really feeding into this.
Well, they were, but that was an awkward date they had. To me, that didn't seem very natural.
It wasn't comfortable. It's always natural when you're on... You know, working together, it's fun and playful, and you're brushing by each other a little bit. But then when you're one on one, that's when the true test comes.
Yeah, it was strange.
You also gotta love when Captain Lee says, "You guys get the day off, and I booked you a private whatever. You go to a beach club or something."
Yeah, the beach club.
They're like, yes,
the beach club. They always get the beach
love
club.
I love a good beach club day, but
well, it was fine until Rachel decided to take over. And
what is Rachel's
she
problem?
Cannot like she becomes a different person when she drinks.
Okay, to me that's an alcoholic.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Well,
maybe not.
I mean, we can't label her that, but it seems like she has a little bit of an issue.
Are we not experts at this point, Gina?
Well, we should be. She can't control her alcohol.
I don't know. She gets mean, and then I guess she just passes out.
Yeah, but she crosses the line to the point
so
where
so many times
where they just have to leave the resort.
It's embarrassing. Well, right. So we see that Eddie tells Captain Lee, like, yeah, this isn't working.
Yeah, so I wonder what's going to happen. She's fine when she's doing her job. It's just when she's off the clock that she can't control it.
Well, but even when she was on the job last time and she quit, that was a piece of shit move. But she did it because she was hungover.
But she was hungover. Yeah, she still had a lot of alcohol in her system.
Yeah. Are we gonna see a whole season because of COVID, or is it going to get cut short?
No, I think we see a whole season. Nobody has COVID yet.
Well, Izzy is super sick.
Izzy's sick, but we don't know why.
No. And I don't think it's COVID.
I don't think it's COVID. Because they would have all had COVID, I would think. Rob, I don't know. Rob brings nothing. Rob is just kind of a flatliner.
I know, but I like him. I like him too. I like his interviews. I think those are really funny. He is a flat. He's very dry, but he doesn't know it. He's funny, but he does not
but
know
it. But he's like quirky, weird kind of.
He says like some weird shit about his family, but
yeah,
he likes James. Him and James get along very well.
They do. It's kind of they have a little bromance going.
I'm enjoying Below Deck.
And then Elizabeth gets a UTI.
What?
And then she gets sick next.
Who does? Elizabeth?
Yeah, because she had sex and didn't
twice.
You know.
Ew. And didn't what?
She didn't go to the bathroom. She didn't pee. You're supposed to. Don't you know this?
No.
You don't know this? If you don't pee? You can get a UTI?
Google it. Gina, you are a wealth of information this evening.
Useless information.
That's usually me. I usually have all that useless information.
That was it. I know. We're done for the week. Next week, we've got reunions coming.
Yeah. Oh, MAFS Australia season 6. So season 6, it's coming February
4th.
We thought the way they introduced it was new season of MAFS Australia. And we're like, oh my God, it's a new one. Well, no, it's the precursor to this other one that Lizzie was on, Elizabeth.
Which kind of screws with us because we've already seen season 7. Now they're going to go back and show us season 6.
Yeah.
Which they're filming, well, because of COVID, there's no season 8.
No, there is. They've already been filming.
Oh, they have?
Oh, yeah. I think it's done filming.
And this went on, season 7 started in like March or April, mm-hmm. and it went to like
it was
September.
Long. So this one is when we first meet Lizzie, and we already know her story from watching season 7, but this guy is a douche and cheats on her with somebody. So my niece in London, she's watching it now. She said, oh, it is very good. Oh. And we have a lot of friends in Australia who have said season 5 and season 6 are the best seasons of MAFS Australia ever. And the one that we saw previously, season 7, everybody hated it in Australia. They said it was the worst one. So I'm really looking forward to season 6.
Yeah, me too.
6.
We loved it. Yes. We loved it.
So looking forward to it. Maybe, I don't know. It's been so long for these people. Maybe we can get some interviews with these.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we had several cast members from season 7 on.
Yeah, but that was just this last year.
Right.
This is a whole year prior.
Well, maybe Lizzie. Never
know. True. Lizzie and Seb are broken up.
They just broke up.
Maybe she'll come on.
I know. So if you haven't watched it, I would say jump on.
Yeah, let's start a new season with us.
Jersey's coming in February.
So excited about New Jersey.
What else?
So
excited. Anything else?
Yeah, there was something else coming in February, and I don't remember now. Which is good, because we're losing a lot.
Yeah, we are.
Which is good. We don't need all these housewives.
No, it's a lot of our time.
It's a lot of our time.
All right. Well, have a good weekend. Rate us. Review us.
Follow us on Instagram. We're trying to step up our Instagram game.
Yeah, we're learning. It's a process.
It's a process. We're trying. We're old. We're trying to figure this out.
And it's freaking time consuming.
It really is.
So cut us some slack.
Bye.
Bye. There is nothing like a dame, nothing in the world.